Sunday night and had to wait till Tuesday, win or lose. And so Dixie is the only team left without a victory in this tournament. Volunteer State played on Saturday and gave Triton College, the last two seasons runner-up, a banana peel to slip by on. And Triton eventually was one of the first teams eliminated from the tournament. Volunteer State comes into this game with a 1-1 record in the play in the Junior College World Series, and overall a 41-22 record, as many losses as anybody in the tournament. Dixie comes in 0-1 in the league, or in this JUCO tournament, and a record of 39-20 on the year. It'll be a matchup of the number two pitcher for Dixie, the number three pitcher for the team from Gallatin, Tennessee. And it should be a good one today. The winner stays on to play tomorrow afternoon at 3. The loser heads home and says it's been a nice JUCO tournament. It's been pleasant being one of the top 10 teams in the nation. And indeed, both of these teams are. For Volunteer State, the first ever appearance. In fact, the only one of the 10 teams that are making their first appearance. Does that mean they will not win the tournament? No, there's been several one or only appearances that have produced the JUCO tournament or the first appearance, tournament championship. And Volunteer State has a chance still to do that. Dixie still has a chance for their first ever national championship in baseball. We talked with coaches Gordon Jolly and Coach Kenny Thomas of Volunteer State. Hopefully we'll have enough time to hear from Coach Thomas. Let's take this time out. We'll be back with Coach Gordon Jolly after this.
For the brand new generation.
We're the bank.
For when you're banking on the run.
We're the bank.
For convenience you can count on. Working towards the future. We're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're number one.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
Sun comes shining through.
Gary Bybee at Allstate Insurance wants to congratulate the Dixie College Rebels on their appearance in the Junior College World Series. Good luck, and thanks for a great season. For all your insurance needs, see Gary Bybee at 297 West Hilton Drive in St. George or call 628-8778. Allstate Insurance Company.
Dixie College head baseball coach Gordon Jolly. I know this is another backs against the wall situation. You've been in this before in two previous tournaments.
Yeah, we have, and we've came out successful. And hopefully today we can at least look better and hopefully come out successful.
I know the 8 errors were kind of a nightmare for you to live with as a coach, weren't they?
Yeah, it cost us the ball game. I mean, there's no secret about it. Our hitting, I think, against that kind of pitching was enough to win. Our pitching definitely was enough to win, but the 8 errors were definitely the factor that cost us the game.
Volunteer State has had a little struggle defensively, too. 10 errors in 2 ball games.
Yeah, I hope that continues for them. A couple interesting teams. They're very talented. They can run, hit the ball really well, so we'll see what happens.
They also have some power, similar to Dixie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen them in 2 games now, and they've got first their leadoff and their second hole hitter have lots of power, too, left fielder and the center fielder, and then they come with some power, and they've struggled defensively a little bit like us.
This is the youngest team in the tournament, Dixie College, but the kids worked hard to get here.
Yeah, they did. Like I've said before, it doesn't really matter freshman, sophomore when you played 50, 55, 60 games. It's just all a matter of talent, who wants to do it, and who's got the pitching staff. And right now our heirs are kind of trying to send us home early.
Now, this team has rallied before this year, but is it a tough team to read, whether they're prepared for a game or not?
Yeah, it is. We're at practice right now, and I'm not sure. I mean, we've got Lance Lambert, who's a fireball, and he'll get these guys going, if nothing else, from the mound situation. But, you know, it's tough to say. Oh, we'll definitely bounce back. It's just hard to say. They've gone a long way. They're to be congratulated no matter what happens today. But, you know, it's difficult to read right now what will happen.
Has this been one of the toughest teams that you've ever had at Dixie to, as far as to read whether they're prepared for a game or not?
No, not really. It's actually been a pretty good team to read because the pitching's been pretty consistent, and that's usually where I've had my problems before. But we struggled a little bit on the infield. But that's not to say we're going to today. I think if the kids are ready for it and they're not the crowd doesn't shock them too much, I think we'll be all right.
Actually, if you get down to the fielding, that Region 18 tournament may have been as much by your fielding as anything else that you had.
I think so, and that's why it was a little upsetting to see the way we played against the Missouri team. But every day is a little bit different, and we'll see what happens today.
Injury situation: Craig Peterson, Skeeter Ellison, Wyatt Cloward. How healthy?
I think we'll all play. I don't really anticipate any problem. Craig's had the same prolonged injury for 3 or 4 weeks now. Wyatt, that's an interesting question there. I don't really want to comment on that. But I think we're going to be fine up and down the lineup. Just a little few nagging injuries.
It's interesting. Jeff Garf has pitched very well in postseason, but he's 1-2 for you. That's got to be a little frustrating.
Well, your number one pitcher always goes up against the opposing team's number one. And one of the best pitchers I've had was Mark Tolbert in my 89 team. He didn't have as good a record as my number two. And so those things happen once in a while. You just need to bounce back and play hard and do the best you can, even when, with your number one out there.
Now, today, Lance Lambert has been your biggest winner all year and always seems to get a good performance out of him when you need it.
Yeah, and that's what we're hoping today. Lance, a kid that's mentally tough, he comes out there, he rises to the occasion, he wants to win, he's a competitor, and those are the type of kids I like to coach.
For Lance, what are some of his strengths during the year? I know the mental aspect has been part of it. What about some of the physical tools?
Well, he comes, if you've noticed, he comes sidearm, he comes three-quarter, he comes overhand, and he's got an assortment of pitches, and if one thing doesn't work for him, he tries something else, and he doesn't have overpowering stuff, even though he can probably throw 84, 85 on the ray. He's not overpowering by any means, especially in this tournament, but the thing that'll make him tough is he knows where he wants to do it. He's been there before, and he's gotten a lot of innings. He wants to be there, and as seems like, that may be some of the battle right now. So I expect a good performance from Lance.
This may be a silly question. Any changes in the starting lineup? Is it a silly question?
No, I don't think it's a silly question, but we won't have any changes. It's, I'm pretty easy to read. I'm pretty easy to figure out. My players know what's happening, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, if we struggle defensively in the infield, I look to make some changes and give some other people some opportunities. So that's what I'll be looking for. Plus, if Lance struggles, we'll look at Mason Fox, who's a very capable pitcher. And so, we'll just see what happens from there.
Odd situation. You kind of have to plan for another game, but you can't really afford to at the same time.
I'm not really even thinking about it. We just need a good effort here, and this is an excellent team we're playing, and I think a better team that beat us Sunday. So, excellent team. We just have to play better, and if we can play better, we can play with these guys, and hopefully we'll play better today.
That's the key, the defense, then?
Oh yeah, we wouldn't be playing this game right now if it was for our defense. If we could just make the routine play, I'll be happy. But we didn't make a routine play, and we've done a pretty good job with that all year round. But we didn't make it Sunday, and we need to make the routine play in order to stay even on the same ball field as the team we're playing tonight.
Coach Gordon Jolly, congratulations on a great season. Let's try this again. Good luck today.
Okay, I hope we're doing this again tomorrow. Thanks, Larry.
There you've heard from Coach Gordon Jolly prior to this game. Let's take this time out. We'll be back with Volunteer State Head Coach Kenny Thomas back after this.
For all your lighting needs and accessories, Wilkinson's House of Lighting.
The word on the street and in certain circles is Wilkinson's for all your lighting needs and accessories, and especially if you want good service. We try real hard to be helpful and make your shopping enjoyable. Wilkinson's for lighting, electrical, electronics, appliances, and gifts. Wilkinson's, a unique place to shop.
Wilkinson's, a unique place to shop. The New Hampton Inn at 53 North River Road in St. George congratulates the Dixie College Rebels baseball team on their participation in the Junior College World Series. St. George's newest hotel features comfortable rooms and suites, free local phone calls, indoor pool, jacuzzi, two premium TV channels, and a deluxe breakfast buffet served each morning. Mention this ad and receive 20% off regular rates. When you need accommodations in St. George for yourself or visitors, come and enjoy the Hampton Inn.
With volunteer state head coach Kenny Thomas. And coach, a great team this year to come to the JUCO, but this is the first time for your school.
Yes, this is the first time for us to get here, and you know, we've only had baseball for 8 years. Volunteer state had baseball years ago and then did away with the program for 7 years, and they brought it back 8 years ago and hired me, and we just completed our eighth year, and we've been to the regional 5 out of those 8 years, but we've never been able to get out of the region, much less go on to the district. So this year we were fortunate enough to get out of the regional and went over to the district and won a 2 out of 3 and got here. So this team has been a very enjoyable team to coach. We're not that talented. You know, some days we play good and some days we play like we did yesterday, just very bad. And you know, but one thing, these guys never quit. You know, they just keep plugging along, and you know, we've lost 22 games this year, so that's probably more than anybody else in this tournament. And of course, by looking at the programs, I think we've played more than anybody else. And you know, we had to play 9 games in tournament play to get here. So our regional and district's a little different than some of the other teams. So but it's been a fun season. You know, it's frustrating sometimes when we go out and make 5 errors like we did yesterday and just absolutely give games away. But, you know, I guess that makes good coaches and bad coaches, you know. So, but I've enjoyed this team, and, you know, I hope we can hang in a little longer. I know we're playing a great team today, and a team that's got a little more background in history and a little more experience at this level than we do. So it's going to be tough for us.
Let's talk about, first of all, Gallatin, Tennessee, for people who are not familiar with Tennessee. Whereabouts is it in the state?
Gallatin is like 25 miles northeast from Nashville. So we're right on the border of Davidson County, which is Nashville, Tennessee, and Music City, USA. And Gallatin's a town that's got about 22,000 people, and now our county has 100,000 people. It's a real, real big county with a whole lot of small little towns and communities in the county. And but we're real close. There's a new interstate and bypass, we call it, that takes us right into Nashville, and we can get downtown Nashville in 20 minutes, and it's a great place. You know, I've always had, and since I've been at Ball State, I've had 3 or 4 other job offers, and I, you know, I always think, well, am I going to stay here? Am I going to leave? And I really enjoy living there. I grew up in Nashville, and I live in Gallatin now, and I really love the community, and my wife loves it there, and it's just a nice little school. Our school has like 5,300 students, and not a real big school, but one of the bigger junior colleges in Tennessee, though.
If I recall, Gallatin seems to be the headquarters of a lot of history in Tennessee, too.
Yeah, it does, and we're also, there's a lot of country music stars that live close to us. Johnny Cash lives right down the street. Reba McEntire lives within 4 miles of our school. Garth Brooks lives within 12 miles of our school, and so there's a lot of history there, and it's just a great little community, and a lot of players that's never been there. We recruit a lot of players out of Kentucky and Ohio, and it's easy to get those guys because there's not a whole lot of junior colleges up there. So we get a lot of guys that come down there, and they're kind of amazed that, you know, we're right there by Reba McEntire's house. And although we never see Reba, we see her horses all the time, but we don't see her. But it's a nice little place to live. I sure have enjoyed it there.
Let's talk about Volunteer State. First time through, let's talk about some of the strengths. This is a good hitting ball club.
Well, some days, and, you know, I've said since I've been here, and every interview that I've had since I've been here, I've said the same thing. This is a team that really doesn't have just one strength. I mean, one day we come out and we hit the ball, and the next day we come out and get good pitching and defense, and then one day we'll come out like yesterday and hit the baseball and play terrible defense, and some days we come out and we don't get good pitching, and some days we run a little bit, and we what we try to do as a coaching staff is kind kind of figure out the tone of the game early and try to figure out what kind of game it's going to be. If it's going to be a slugfest, then we want to stand up there and swing the bats, you know. And if it's going to be a close pitching duel, then we're going to try to run and steal some and bunt and try to play for one run at a time. So we really don't have one strength that we rely on completely, because this team is just it's been a very, very tough team to figure out. It's been an exciting team, but a tough team to figure out, because, like I said, one day we may come and play tremendous defense, and the next day we may make 8 or 9 errors, you know, and it's hard. We haven't been real consistent in any area. So we just have to figure out how the game's going to be in the early innings and try to play along that type of ball game for us.
Brian Conley, one of the top hitters in the nation, and you have him on your squad.
Yeah, and you know he's struggled here. The two games we played, he's 1 for 9, and I would have never dreamed that. And of course, yesterday he hit the ball solid every time up and was 0 for 5. I mean, he hit line drives right at him, and it was just a tough luck day for him. But Brian's a unique player and a very special individual. He plays real good defense. You know, he's got a good arm. He's got good hands. And, you know, he ended the season hitting .518 for us and played in all 53 of our regular season games. And, of course, it's been tougher on him in the tournaments. Everybody's hurt. And, you know, we come out here, everybody's asking about Conley. And you know, it's in every newspaper and every publication that they put out. So I mean, everybody's bearing down on him, and he struggled a little bit. And I mean, he's hit the ball solid. That's all you can ask. I told him yesterday, I said, you know, you can't hit it any better than you hit it today. They just didn't fall in for you
today against Dixie. What do you anticipate?
You know, I only saw about 4 innings of Dixie's game the other night, and so I really don't know, and I'm hoping they don't know a lot about us, but I think they sit there and watched us play yesterday, so they probably know a whole lot more about us than we know about them. And, you know, I noticed a few things, and it did look like they had a little bit of team speed, and they look like they can swing the bat. So, you know, that makes us a little nervous, and not knowing too much about them obviously is not good. And they had the opportunity yesterday to sit in the stands and watch us and watch our hitters. So that's going to be a little advantage for them. But, you know, I preach to our guys all the time, and the theory that we use is let's don't worry about our opponent. Let's worry about ourselves, and let's just go and try to play our game and see what happens. And, you know, we've been the underdog since we got here. I mean, from Thursday afternoon when I arrived in town, I've had everybody telling me, how do you feel being such an underdog? And, you know, everybody was on me about having to play Triton first. And, you know, everybody said the same thing. You're a big underdog. How does it feel? And, you know, and I mean, I realize that. We're an underdog. We've never been here before. We had 21 losses coming in here. And so, you know, we just got to go out and do the best we can and try to play better defense than we did yesterday.
Starting pitcher today for Volunteer State,
Jay Gearing. He's a little left-hander that pitched for us all year in the starting rotation. And we don't have any overpowering pitching, so I mean, we're not going to send a guy out there throwing it 86, 87 miles an hour. I mean, all our pitchers are very similar. None of them throw very hard. He's got to hit his spots. You know, he's got to get ahead of the hitters. We call him 6 foot, and when you see him, you'll know why. He's about 5'6", 5'7". He's the smallest pitcher I've ever seen go out on the mound, and tough little cookie. And you know, I'm proud of him. No matter what happens today. I took some heat when I signed him from some people saying, you know, that guy's too little to ever pitch, you know, at your level. And the little old scrapper, he just goes out there and tries to do the best he can. And hopefully he'll go out and get ahead of hitters for us today.
Any changes in the starting lineup from yesterday?
We're going to change our catchers today. And Slaughter, who's caught the first 2 games for us, will go to the DH spot today. And we're going to catch J.D. Olive. And we used a 2-catcher system all year. And I came in here with the idea that if we could somehow get to the 3rd game, that I would catch Olive today and pitch Gearing today. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with it. And, you know, that'll be the only change. We'll move Roland back to first. You know, Roland pitched for us yesterday, and he's our first baseman when he doesn't pitch. So he'll go back to first today, and Olive will go behind the plate, and we'll let Slaughter DH today.
Got to ask you,
Caleb Slaughter. Is he any relation to Enos Slaughter, both from the South?
No, he's not. And, you know, I wish I'd have thought of that before I came here. We probably could have excited some people around here by putting that hint out, but no, he's not. Caleb's from Clarksville, Tennessee, which is about 60 miles from us. And, you know, Caleb's a very unique young man. I mean, he's the most polite player I've ever had, but he gets the most fired up on the field of any guy I've ever had. And, you know, he's been a joy to have, but he's not any kin to Enos.
Coach Kenny Thomas, thank you for being with us. Good luck today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Delightful man, Kenny Thomas. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Hey, sports fan, if you like the strength of the GMC name behind the truck you drive, now's the time to make a dash to your local Color Country GMC dealer. With a huge selection of 95 models available now, you'll score big on savings on the hottest trucks on the road. Check out their line of Jimmys, Sierra, Sierra Club Coupes, and Suburbans. They're slick and they're tough, and they're priced for immediate delivery. Your GMC guarantee is that you'll come out a winner. Stop by today at Newby GMC St. George, Tri-State GMC Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center Richfield.
Traditions are important. The tradition at Dixie College, the tradition of St. George, the tradition of good people all make our community what it is today. At MacArthur Jewelers in St. George, we have the tradition of 45 years in business, the tradition of service to our customer, the tradition of good product at a fair market price. Over the years, we've grown into two stores, our downtown store, where we've always been in business, and the new mall store to better serve all our customers. Remember our name. Remember MacArthur Jewelers, a tradition in St. George.
Back at Seplesio Park, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Tennessee State, leading off and playing center field is Doug Hall, Volunteer State, the visiting team. Doug Hall, the center fielder. Batting second, Greg Strickland, who has provided the power in this tournament for Volunteer State with two home runs, including a three-run shot yesterday to get them back close to Indian River. Batting third, the shortstop, Brian Conley. Jeff Rowland, yesterday's starting pitcher, today's designated hitter, batting fourth. Batting fifth, second baseman Mike Clark. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Caleb Slaughter. Batting seventh, right fielder Tim Currens. Batting eighth, Doug McGuire playing third base. And John David Olive, J.D. Olive, the catcher today, batting ninth. And on the mound, Jay Gehring for Volunteer State. Dixie's defense, Lance Lambert is on the mound. Behind the plate, as he has been in every ball game in postseason play, this the 11th postseason game for Dixie, is Brad Thorne. Usual infield, Caleb Slaughter on the mind. Cale Shepard at first. At second base, Justin Garrett. Troy Tuttle over at short. And Buggy Sudbury. Scott Sudbury at third base. The outfielder in left is Skeeter Ellison. In center, we have Craig Peterson. And over in right, the man with the rifle arm, Brad Parker. To begin things for Volunteer State, leading off, center fielder Doug Hall. Volunteer State came in with a tremendous team batting average, and they have done fairly well here as they won the first game against Triton College and came away with a loss in game number two. Volunteer State moving on to this game. They were down big time to Indian River yesterday and came back and made it a 13-11 game. First pitch, down low, and moving the foot out of the way is Doug Hall, left-handed hitting center fielder. So ball one to Doug Hall. Lance Lambert, the battler on the team. Not as much stuff as Jeff Garf. Call strike. We're going to have an interesting umpire behind the plate. He gets the call strike vocally and then will turn and point towards the Dixie dugout, which is the third base side today. Breaking pitch. Hit on the ground to Justin Garrett. Garrett scoops it up. Short hops. Throws him out of first base. This is going to be an interesting matchup today also between these two teams, as these are the two teams who have committed the most errors in the tournament. Dixie had eight in their only ball game on Sunday. Volunteer State had five in each of their first two games, so defense is going to play a key for both of these ball clubs. One man out, coming to the plate, Greg Strickland. We mentioned Strickland has been a hitting hero, 500 in this series. He is 5-for-10. Leading RBI man was six. In the JUCO, and two home runs. Pitch down low, ball one. One ball count to Greg Strickland, one man out. Lance Lambert is the blue-collar pitcher of the starting staff. Fastball, call strike. 1-1 count. Brian Conley waiting on deck. Volunteer State measuring Dixie's pitching, and Dixie will probably do the same. Fastball swung on and missed, strike two. 1-2 count. Lance Lambert will come from 12 different directions on you. Not quite as volatile as Louis Tiant, but he comes from as many directions. Sidearms that one up and in. Ball two. 2-2 count. Lambert comes into the tournament. In postseason play, he has pitched in more games than anyone else. He has been in four of them. The pitch, down low. Ball three. And has started two relief appearances. Into the windup, Lambert. 3-2 pitch to Strickland. Hit deep to center field. Craig Peterson going back. Still going back. That one's carrying more than he anticipated. Off the wall. Strickland is going to pull into third with a triple. Strickland, a stand-up triple. As Strickland gave that one a ride, Peterson thought he had that one measured, and it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. And off the wall in center field. Peterson had to play it on one bounce. And Strickland, who can fly, ended up standing up at third base. So a triple with one man out, and Greg Strickland still with a hot bat. Strickland, one of the key men. Now Brian Conley, who is a tough 1-for-9 in this tournament. Hitting line shots yesterday, hit a bullet at the third baseman for Indian River. Young man with the most home runs coming into this tournament. Fastball called ball, just missed low. Conley, with 19 dingers on the year, Brad Parker, number two man in the tournament, the right fielder for Dixie, comes in with 18. Fastball fouled straight back, 1-1 count. Parker, listed in the official program, was 17, but that did not include the district championship tournament stats. Picked up a home run there to have 18 on the year. Conley has been tremendous. 5-18 at the end of the regular season. Breaking pitch. Hit to Buggy Sudbury. Throws on to third, and Strickland has to hold at third. Or on to first, I should say. So out 5-3 is Conley. And Jeff Rowland coming to the plate. So a one-out triple by Greg Strickland and Lance Lambert trying to get out of things. Dixie, the home team today. This is the first time in postseason play that Gordon Jolly has had the opportunity to call the flip. It's been the opposing coach in each case that has called the flip until last night. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. Rowland, right-handed hitter. So 10 times, Gordon Jolly was at the mercy of the fates, the fortunes of the opposing mentor. Into the stretch, Lance Lambert to the plate. Breaking pitch, fouled up and out behind home plate. 1-1 count. Rowland, in this tournament, is hitting 250. Does have one of the three home runs that Volunteer State has hit. Two of them by Strickland, the third by Jeff Rowland. 1-1 pitch, fastball, fouled up and out over behind first base. K.L. Shepard giving it a loping try, but it was obvious that it was out of play. 1-2 count. Dixie's defense, if it toughens today, Dixie has a good shot at Volunteer State. Volunteer State needs to have their defense toughen too. Sidearm off the end of the bat, cue shot, foul. Took a little something off the sidearm breaking pitch, and Rowland was about 9 miles out in front of it, just enough to hit it off the end of the bat towards the on-deck circle. Waiting on deck is Mike Clark. Lance Lambert, right-hander from Green Valley High School in Las Vegas. Breaking pitch outside, ball two. Most of his life was raised in the Santa Clara or St. George area. In fact, he and Troy Tuttle played Little League Baseball together. Then the family moved to Vegas. Sidearm pitch, hit in the air to center field. Craig Peterson has lost it, and it's going to drop. It could not find it. So into the sky, and it's a mental error in this case. Peterson just could not pick it up off the bat. A lot of clouds and a very bright sky, so a fly ball single for an RBI, and a run is home. And Peterson misjudges one, really didn't have a chance of catching up with that triple, and this time misjudges the fly ball into center field. You would say normally a high sky is a problem when it's nice and blue, but it's nice and white today. We had thunder showers this morning. And the tournament committee and the groundskeeping committee working hard since early this morning to get the field in shape, so it's 1-0. Lambert looks at first, kind of, breaking pitch, called strike to Mike Clark, left-handed hitting second baseman. Clark bats left, throws right, 374 during the regular season. The pitch in the dirt, ball one, 1-1 count. Mike Clark, Caleb Slaughter waiting on deck. So Peterson just plain lost that one. Went off the bat and disappeared into the white. The thundershower activity has moved against the Grand Mesa. And so the clouds are hanging low over there. The sun is out here. Ground ball hit towards Troy Tuttle. Slow hit ground ball. We'll have to throw on a run. Gets the man at first base. So good infield play. A little bit of misjudgment in the outfield at the end of the first inning. One run on two hits, no errors, and a man left. We go to the bottom of the first. Volunteer State one. Dixie yet to have their shot at the plate. Back after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kind closeouts and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the 10 and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
And these hot dogs are great.
The 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
That's what you get at Evans Hairstyling College. They're located at 995 East Tabernacle. Drop by and set your appointment. Call 673-6128 and watch for registration at Evans Hairstyling College in St. George.
Back at the JUCO at Seplesio Park, let's take a look at Dixie's starting lineup. Craig Peterson leading off and playing center field. Usual second hitter is the third baseman, Scott Sudbury. Batting third, right fielder Brad Parker. Cleanup hitter is Cale Shepard, the first baseman. Wyatt Clower, designated hitter, batting fifth. And then comes Troy Tuttle, the shortstop. Batting seventh is Skeeter Ellison, the left fielder. Catcher Brad Thorne is batting eighth. And Justin Garrett is batting ninth, the second baseman. Dixie had used the new red jersey tops against St. Louis Merrimack on Sunday. And they quickly disposed of those. I'm not sure if they were tempted to having a bonfire, I think, after committing eight errors. So they're back to the white jerseys, the usual whites, being the home team. First pitch to Craig Peterson, misses, ball one. Jake Gehring, little left-handed pitcher, known as 6 foot by his coach, and appropriately wears number 6 on the back. Gary to the plate, fouled off, breaking pitch, 1-1. The key for Volunteer State, they do not have overpowering pitchers. Their key, according to Coach Kenny Thomas, is can he keep it around the plate, keep ahead of the hitter, and throw lots of strikes. 1-1 pitch. Call strike two to Craig Peterson. Peterson has had a not bad postseason play. Gary comes in with a 5-3 record on the year. Breaking pitch in the dirt, ball two. 2-2 count to leadoff hitter Craig Peterson. Southpaw against southpaw. Gehring, in 13 games, started 9 this year. Has a 3.79 earned run average, third best on the staff. Slow curveball hit on the ground, up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman. It'll be an infield single. So a little bit of a slow grass because of the wet and all, and Craig Peterson is on by way of the base hit. Second baseman Mike Clark ranged wide to his right to nail that one, but couldn't do anything with it once he got there. Scott Sudbury at the plate. Bucky, in that first game, had 2 doubles, a ringing double off the left center field fence to kind of keep things alive in that last inning against St. Louis Merrimack, and an RBI double, so he's 2-for-4 in the tournament. Leads Dixie on the year with 20 doubles. Right-handed hitting third baseman, Gehring to the plate. Ball hit hard to right field. The right fielder drifting back. It's going to be over his head and over the wall. Scott Sudbury, 2-run home run. And the Dixie fans over behind third base enjoying that one. Home run by Buggy Sudbury. His third in postseason play and his sixth overall. And Dixie has taken a 2-1 lead. Went the other way with the pitch and it just kept carrying. And apparently, after what took place Saturday morning and afternoon, early time ball games, although the wind isn't necessarily blowing strongly, there is a slight breeze to the right field corner. The ball seems to leap out of here during the daytime hours. Center field flag kind of blowing towards the right field corner. First pitch to Brad Parker. Misses outside. Ball one. So nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, and it's a 2-1 lead for Dixie. A pitch to Parker. Hit hard towards right field and in the air. That one measured by the right fielder out near the warning track. And dragging that in is Volunteer State. So Brad Parker gave it a little bit of a ride, but he hasn't had much of a tournament after being the leading average hitter in postseason play. Cale Shepard has been semi-quiet since the Region 18 tournament. And a base hit Sunday, breaking pitch inside, ball one. Left-handed hitting first baseman had 15 runs batted in the Region tournament. Ball one count to Cale Shepard, so he's about due. 12 home runs on the year. Breaking pitch inside again. Shepard seems to do well against left-handers. Did have a little bit of a problem against the southpaw from Picos from Arizona Western. Pitch hit on the ground towards the second baseman. Mike Clark gets the big hop, throws to first base, and that's two men out. Out 4-3. There's about five rows of minor, or I want to say minor leaguers, elementary school students right behind home plate that have been chanting Tennessee all morning from the time they came into the field. Wyatt Cloward at the plate. Cloward playing despite hurting his knee just a little bit. Foul ball on the slow curveball. Strike one. Pinched his knee just a little bit late in the ball game Sunday, but it's healed enough. It wasn't a serious problem. Called strike on the outside corner, so Cloward takes the breaking pitch. 0-2 count to Wyatt Cloward. Buggy Sudbury, the two-run home run to give Dixie a 2-1 advantage. Sudbury breaking out of a little bit of a hitting slump in the district tournament. Fastball outside, ball one. Actually, Sudbury broke out of it in the last game, the championship game, as he was ripping baseballs every place. Breaking pitch way outside, didn't break. 2-2 count. Jay Gearing tagged for a two-run home run to right field by Buggy Sudbury. He didn't pull this one. He went the opposite way. Pitch was outside. He went with it on the outside part of the plate. The pitch to Cloward outside, 3-2 pitch coming up. So Gearing, little 5-foot-6-inch left-hander, after being ahead of Cloward, 0-2, is now even. 3-2. The pitch to Cloward in the dirt, ball 4, and Cloward walks. So man on base. I mentioned there was a group of elementary school students that were cheering for Tennessee, and they've been cheering for Tennessee for most of 45 minutes now. Periodically, you may hear in the background that Tennessee. There's another group of elementary school students, to be stubborn, if you will, who started to chant Utah about halfway through that. So there's battle of the elementary school students. First pitch to Troy Tuttle. Swung on him. Missed strike one. Tuttle struck out twice Sunday, then had the RBI single to get the fifth run home for Dixie in the game Sunday against St. Louis Merrimack. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. Gearing shooting for that outside corner. Some Tennessee fans going ooh and ah on that one. Not necessarily in agreement. Not as big a crowd today, but not a bad crowd. Breaking pitch, hit in the air towards right field, picking on the right fielder out there, Currens, and Currens grabs it for the third out to retire the side. So in that inning, two runs on two hits, the grand fly by Scott Sudbury, no errors, and a man left. And at the end of one complete, it's a 2-1 lead, Dixie over Volunteer State, back after this timeout.
Sign up today for ComNet Cellular's free weekend of phone calls for 2 months. That means you can place and receive calls on your ComNet cellular phone at no charge during specified weekend hours of midnight Friday through 11:59 p.m. Sunday. The offer is available for a limited time. Find out the details today at ComNet Cellular. Call 628-2002 or see them at 370 West St. George Boulevard. ConNet Cellular. For quality and lasting excellence, protect your concrete investment with DecoSeal. Number one in customer service and beautiful concrete coatings. Others try to imitate, but there's only one true DecoSeal. Call 674-2222 today.
Back in Sablesio Park, Dixie with a 2-1 lead went in trailing 1-0. That's okay. Dixie hadn't hit yet, according to Dixie fans. And the 2-run home run by Buggy Sudbury. Now the question is, Hot Bass of Volunteer State, can you keep them at bay? Leading off, designated hitter Caleb Swatter, then the right fielder Tim Currens, and third baseman Doug McGuire. Coach Kenny Thomas, very personable man to talk to. He spent a lot of time talking about Tennessee and about Utah, as I caught him over at the practice field this morning. Caleb Slaughter, solid right-handed hitter. Bulldog on the field, first pitch, misses, ball one. Lance Lambert, unlike Jeff Garf, who has a tendency to miss the strike zone high, the pitch, down low, ball two, will have a tendency to miss it low. Lambert likes to keep the ball down. 12 victories on the year, I should say. 12-4 record overall. Call strike on that outside corner. 2-1 count to Slaughter. Lambert, a 3.99 earned run average season long. Into the windup, sidearm pitch, swung on and missed. It looked like foul tip, according to the umpire, just skimmed. Lambert with three victories in postseason play, a 3-0 record. One in relief. Breaking pitch just misses outside. Count goes full. So Lambert being forced to throw a lot of pitches. A freshman, not likely to be back with Dixie next year. He's talking about an LDS church mission. Sidearm pitch lifted into the air to center field. Craig Peterson may have this one measured. This one I think he picked up off the bat and has it in left center field. So the fly ball. Lambert getting a lot of fly balls. One of them bounced off the center field fence for a triple. One fell in for a fly ball single, and this one an out. Tim Currens, left-handed hitting right fielder. Currens in this tournament in two games so far is 1-4-8. Back in the back of the the batter's box, swung on foul tip, strike one. We mentioned Lance Lambert. He has been the bulldog. He has worked relief. He was originally planned to be the stopper, the man who would come in and do the relief action. Breaking pitch. Misses. Ball one. Inside. 1-1 count. But as the season went on, became more and more of a solid starter and has been a strong number two starter for Dixie. Pitch hit in the air and is going to be down that left field line. Base hit by Currens. Skeeter Ellison over. Currens is going to try for two. The throw to second base, and Currens is out. So Ellison throws a strike to Justin Garrett and a misjudgment by Currens. He gets the base hit and then is thrown out 7-4. So a mental error by Currens. Not anticipating Ellison with a good throw, and he threw a strike to Garrett, who had him out by 20 feet. So two men out the hard way after the base hit. And Doug McGuire, leading hitter in this tournament average-wise, has four RBIs, too. No home runs yet, but the third baseman, a 5.41 average pitch. Call strike at the knees. J.D. Olive waiting on deck. McGuire, did I say 541? 571 he's hitting in this series. One of the top hitters in the tournament so far. Lambert to the plate, breaking pitch. Call strike two. So Lambert, who has been behind some hitters, ahead of others, is ahead of this one. Two men out, top of the second inning. Dixie with a 2-1 lead. Sidearms, pitch up and in. Ball one. 1-2 count to McGuire. McGuire, solid third baseman and a solid hitter, even though he's number eight in the order. Pitch lifted in the air to center field. Craig Peterson coming in, has plenty of time and grabs it for the third out to retire the side. So in that inning, no runs, one base hit, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of one and a half, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Dixie with a 2-1 lead over Volunteer State. Back after this timeout.
your Southern Utah Buick dealers, Newby Buick in St. George, Bradshaw Buick in Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield, invite you to get behind the wheel of an exciting new Buick. Buicks are rated among the most trouble-free cars in America. And right now, the price is right, and the selection has never been better. At your Southern Utah Buick dealer, customer service and satisfaction is the highest priority. That's why over half the business is from repeat customers. Customer service and satisfaction from your Southern Utah Buick dealer. Champion Cellular has great specials. Cell phones start at $18.95. Flip phones at $99. 400 minutes free for the first 2 months after activation. Some restrictions apply. Call Champion Cellular 590-5000 or 632-5176.
Bottom of the second inning, Dixie will send to the plate the bottom third of the order. Skeeter Ellison, Brad Thorne, Justin Garrett. Ellison, 2-for-3 and a walk. He's among the JUCO leaders in hitting. The only other time Dixie ended up here, shortstop for Dixie, Mark Roberts, was named to the all-tournament team and was named the Big Stick Award winner for having the best average. As he hit 667, and I mean a powerful 667 in this tournament, including a Grand Slam home run. Skeeter Ellison hitting right for the first time in this tournament. Pitch outside, ball one. Ellison, a triple, an RBI triple, and a line shot double left-handed Sunday against St. Louis Merrimack. The pitch misses, down low, ball two. Ellison has been walked more than any other player. No, I shouldn't say that. He and Parker are tied for walks in postseason play, each with 12, or with 11. Ground ball foul on a 2-0 pitch over right to Gordon Jolly. Big hop to the coach. I'm not sure who the other former NFL player is who's coached in the JUCO tournament. The pitch, trying to hold up on a breaking pitch. They say he went around. 2-2 count. Ellison looked like he held up, but the home plate umpire said no, he went around. 2-2 count to Ellison, leading off the bottom of the second inning. The pitch swung on and missed with a slow curveball, so Ellison goes down swinging. First strikeout by Gary. There is one other coach who has played in the NFL who has been in the JUCO, but I have not been able to find out who that is yet. Gordon Jolly, definitely former pro football player with the Detroit Lions and the Seattle Seahawks. Brad Thorne hitting right-handed for the first time. Swung on, fouled off. Strike one. Brad Thorne 1-for-4 in the tournament so far, but his one, a two-run home run, left-handed over the right field fence. Thorne. One strike pitch outside, ball one, 1-1 count. Fastball up and away, ball two, 2-2 count. Group of the elementary school students struck up a chorus to take me out to the ball game. Impromptu. Breaking pitch outside. Took a little something off of it. Left it outside. 3-2 count to Brad Thorne. Clouds starting to move in again. There's a threat of thunder showers all day today. Pitch lifted into the air to center field. That is going to be caught by Doug Hall. Came in, got a good break on it. And so a shallow fly to center field. Two up, two down. And Justin Garrett coming to the plate. Garrett did not get a hit in the first ball game. In postseason play, Garrett hitting .323. He has been hitting the ball more solidly as the season's gone on. Pitch misses, ball one. So two up, two down for Dixie, bottom half of the second inning. And Gehring settling down, as did Lambert. Pitch outside, ball two, 2-0 count. Craig Peterson waiting on deck for Dixie. Justin Garrett from Brighton High School in the Salt Lake County area. His parents are over here to watch. Pitch off the end of the bat. Foul. Strike one. In fact, a lot of the families have been over here. Many came over for the Sunday night game and had to leave, including a lot of Coach Gordon Jolly's family because of school and work commitments that begin today. The holiday is over. Sorry. Breaking pitch outside. Ball three. 3-1 count. In fact, Gordon Jolly's oldest and youngest sons were here, along with his wife, Jean. Pitch hit in the air to right center field. Drifting over is Tim Curran's Doug Hall calls him off, and in shallow right center field has the third out to retire the side. So a rather peaceful bottom of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of two complete, a 2-1 lead for Dixie back after this timeout.
We're the bank
for the brand new generation.
We're the bank
for when you're banking on the run.
We're the bank
for convenience you can count on. We're working towards the future. We're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're number one.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
Sun Cup shining through.
EDG Fashion Floors at 225 North Bluff has a showroom full of everything to decorate your home or office beautifully. Call for a free consultation. Home of the Capture dry cleaning system for carpet and rugs, too. EDG Fashion Floors, your Trustmark and Carpet Max dealer.
2-1 Dixie with the lead as we go to the third inning. Top of the order for Volunteer State, Doug Hall, Greg Strickland, Brian Conley. Matching Dixie and Volunteer State as both went through. Oh, I shouldn't say that. It's actually the ninth hitter coming to the plate, J.D. Olive. I was looking, wasn't looking far enough ahead. Olive, then Hall, then Strickland for Volunteer State. Lance Lambert trying to nurse a 2-1 lead. First pitch to J.D. Olive. John David Olive pitched, misses outside and low, ball one. The catcher, a two-catcher system used by Volunteer State, and J.D. making his first appearance in the tournament behind the plate. The pitch in the dirt, ball two, 2-0 count. So Lambert, although he has not walked anybody, has not been sterling with his control yet. A right-handed freshman, pitch, call strike. Dixie, the youngest team in the tournament, four sophomores, only two back from last year's team. Cale Shepherd, a transfer from Utah Valley. Brad Parker, a transfer from the University of Utah. Sidearm breaking pitch fouled off. 2-2 count. Kind of a little shuttle system for the Parkers. Brad Parker started at the University of Utah as a freshman. A few grade problems, so he's transferred to Dixie for his sophomore year. Lambert into the windup. The pitch misses, and it's a full count. It's the third time today that Lambert has gone to a full count on a hitter. First time, Strickland hit a 3-2 pitch to center field for a triple. Big hop backhanded by Garrett on the ground, a long throw and a big stretch by Shepherd. And Dixie much better defensively. And yes, there is a pocket of elementary school students who are Utah fans and a pocket who are Tennessee fans. And you may be able to hear them. A lot of the elementary school students brought into the ballpark today, and they're having fun. This is what baseball should be. Kids and adults all kind of brought together and watching a game that's played outdoors where it's healthy. Breaking pitch misses to Greg Strickland. To Doug Hall, I should say. Ball one. Hall grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. Hall and Strickland similar in build, and both bat left-handed. Pitch in the dirt, ball two. So Doug Hall, 0 for 1 today. On the tournament, 2 for 9 now. The pitch fouled straight back on the fastball. Count goes to 2 and 1. So Lambert throwing a lot of pitches this inning so far. Top of the third inning, Dixie with a 2-1 lead. Strickland single, triple, then the fly ball single that fell untouched by Roland brought him home. The pitch in the dirt, ball 3. To Doug Hall. Infield single by Craig Peterson. Two-run home run over the right field fence by Buggy Sudbury, and that's the two runs for Dixie. The pitch in the dirt, ball four, and so the first walk of the day by Lance Lambert. Lambert in postseason play, unlike regular season, Lambert's strikeout-to-walk ratio is now 78 strikeouts and 47 walks, but in postseason, in spite of being 3-0, Lambert is now 7 strikeouts against 11 walks. So a man on, a man out, and Greg Strickland at the plate more of a closed stance left-handed. Pitch popped up and foul. Buggy Sudbury over towards the stands. That will drift into the stands. Strike one. Now, the JUCO tournament has asked that all of the baseballs be tossed back. They have game baseballs. But one of the sponsors here has provided souvenir baseballs. So you toss the baseball back, the one that they use, you get a souvenir baseball. I assume it says something like JUCO 1995 on it, that you can put on the mantelpiece and say, hey, I caught a foul ball at the JUCO. One strike count to Greg Strickland, one man out top of the third inning. Volunteer State, an explosive offensive team. In at third base is Sudbury. Ground ball inside the first baseline. Beyond the diving K.L. Shepard. Strickland will have a double or will he? The throw over the head of the second baseman. And coming home will be Doug Hall. So a double for Strickland. No RBI. The run will score. That will tie it on the error, the throwing error. So the first error of the ball game by Dixie. And that's the ninth of the tournament. So Brad Parker, who was trying to get the man at second base, overthrows. No, they haven't. Yes, now they signal. Hit and an error. So Brad Parker overthrows his second baseman. Had a shot at him. Trying to go to second base. So it'll go as a double and an error. The pitch to Brian Conley. Called strike. So it's a 2-2 ball game with the unearned run. Into the stretch. Lambert looks back at second base. One strike pitch to Conley. Timeout called by the umpire. Apparently the hitter had asked for it too. So no call, either strike nor ball on that one. And Conley didn't even flinch. Strickland, who has been ripping this tournament apart so far. The pitch, called ball, just misses low, 1-1 count. Strickland now 7-for-12 in this tournament. Big candidate for the Big Stick Award. Into the stretch, Lambert looks back at second. Sidearms inside to Conley, 2-1 count. Dixie cannot afford to give away runs. That cost them against St. Louis Merrimack. Eight errors, and they lose 7-5. You know Dixie has a chance with better fielding. A pitch hit hard at the third baseman. Sudbury grabs it, so a bullet at the third baseman, and Conley has been robbed again. Sudbury flags that one. Almost had Strickland at second base, but Strickland dived back in. So Conley hits a bullet right at Sudbury. It's two straight games he's hit bullets at the third baseman. Conley started to walk away almost immediately because he's out ahead, headed to the third baseman. Roland, who has the RBI single in the first inning. First pitch to Roland. Misses inside. Ball one. So 1-for-1. 2-2 ball game. Volunteer State with one in the first, one in the third. Justin Garrett trying to keep Strickland close. Pitch. Just misses. The umpire looked like he wanted to call a strike on that. Turned as if he was going to and then turned back. 2-0 count to Jeff Roland, the cleanup hitter for Volunteer State. Lambert into the stretch. Breaking pitch. That one is a called strike. So Volunteer State, good solid hitting team. No question about that. Roland part of that. Now 2-for-5 on the tournament. Hitting 400. The pitch swung on and missed, took a little something off of that one. Roland trying to hit that one into the 18th fairway. There's a golf course just on the other side of left field behind the stands. As this is kind of the recreation hub of Grand Junction, I'd say that, except there are parks all over town. Lambert into the stretch. Breaking pitch, fouled off, and back into the stands. Count holds, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Same count Lambert had on Roland last time when he got the fly ball single to center field. Waiting on deck, Mike Clark. So a run in the inning. Strickland still on at second base. Lambert trying to wiggle out without losing the 2-2 tie. The pitch hit on the ground. Big Hop skips to Troy Tuttle, has to throw hard, it throws high, and tagged by Shepard. Shepard comes to the plate, and the run's going to throw, so another error and moving on to second base. The throw was high by Tuttle. Shepard thought he had tagged the man going by as he made a good play, and now is going to plead with the umpire, and in the process, Strickland headed home. So it's got to be another error. So it'll be an error on the shortstop. The run comes home as Strickland heads up all the way, makes it a 3-2 advantage. And Dixie, with two errors on that play, allowing the runner to go to second on the throw home, the throw by Shepard. So that's an error on the first baseman. And Dixie, sterling defense during the Region 18 tournament has fallen apart here at the JUCO. Three errors in this game. Ball hit hard to the second baseman. Knocked down by Garrett, throws Clark out, but not before damage has been done. Two runs on one base hit. Three errors and a man left. And at the end of 2.5 innings of play, Volunteer State has a 3-2 lead over Dixie. Back after this timeout.
Dixie REA customers, did you know that at Wilkinson's you can purchase a $500 water heater with a lifetime warranty on the tank and the elements and get a $400 rebate from Dixie REA? If I lived in the Dixie REA area, I would not miss out on this great opportunity. For more information, contact Wilkinson's or Dixie REA. Wilkinson's, between the Tabernacle and Smith. Wilkinson's, 245 West Tabernacle. Wilkinson's, a unique place to shop.
Thought you couldn't afford a maid? Now you can. Call the maids at 634-0840 and see how inexpensive it can be to have a beautifully clean home. The maids are licensed, bonded, and guaranteed. Call the maids today, 634-0840.
In southern Utah, this is the sports leader, KSGI AM and FM, St. George.
Top of the order for Dixie, Craig Peterson, then Buggy Sudbury, Brad Parker. Dixie down 3-2. Jay Gary, the left-hander, 6 foot as he's called. Dixie with defensive problems again. 11 errors in the tournament in two ball games. Volunteer State with 10 and 2. Pitch down low, ball one in the dirt. With a breaking pitch. Craig Peterson, infield single, his first time up. The pitch. Called strike on that outside corner. Royden Tate spent a little time talking with the base umpire who called the runner safe. It was a high throw by Tuttle. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Ball two, 2-1 count. Shepard went up, grabbed the ball, and it appeared that he had tagged the runner on the way down. But the base umpire said, no, he beat the throw. He stepped on the bag before the tag. Pitch in the dirt. Ball three, 3-1 count to Craig Peterson. And this may be a case of who outlasts whom on this one. Three errors by Dixie again. Had 8 miserable errors Sunday. The pitch, ball four, and Craig Peterson walks. Second base on balls given up by Gehring. Gehring has struck out one, walked two now. Leadoff man is on, and Buggy Sudbury, who sent a line drive over the right field fence his last time up for a 2-run home run. And RBI's 2-3 on the tournament. Buggy Sudbury. Pick off, back over is Craig Peterson. Quick throw by Gehring. Did it mostly with his arm. You look at Gehring, look at him right in the face, and you say, this young man is in college? He looks so young. Into the stretch, to the plate. Gehring bounces the curveball. Ball one. Good stop by the catcher, J.D. Olive. Ball one count to Buggy Sudbury. Gehring is only a freshman. So, yes, he does look young. Pitch outside, ball two. 2-0 count to Buggy. Sudbury hit the first pitch he saw from Gehring. Went the other way. And hit the home run. Gehring looks over at first base. Peterson, not a big lead. There goes Peterson. Pitch outside, gets away. And let's see if Peterson gets the stolen base. He's going to try for third. And so it's going to be a stolen base and a wild pitch. So Peterson ends up on third. So the stolen base, or passed ball, I should say. It looked like that was going to be handled. Let's see. A
The question is, does he get third base? Was it out of play? It went into the... Now, earlier in the tournament, they say he gets to go to third. Now, Gordon Jolly is saying, whoa, hey, everything. Hold everything. He was headed to second base, so he caught the run Sunday against St. Louis Merrimack. And now Gordon Jolly is a little upset. It cost a run Sunday because the throw went into the camera section, and the base umpire sending Craig Peterson back to third base, or second base, I should say. So that's twice that's happened to Dixie. Once the run scored, when Gordon Jolly did not think that the runner was headed to third, they gave him one plus one. This time, Craig Peterson was headed to second. Should get the stolen base. 3-0 count to Buggy Sudbury. Do you turn him loose? It's a 3-2 lead for Volunteer State. Call strike. 3-1 count. Brad Barker, who has been strangely silent in this tournament. Not even close to a line drive. He did hit one fly ball fairly deep this last time up. The pitch to Sudbury, outside, ball four, back-to-back base on balls. Three walks now by Gearing, and coming to the plate, Brad Parker. Parker, who flied out to right field his first time up. Catcher J.D. Olive giving some signals to the pitcher, to the infield, and to the outfield. Steps out in front of the plate. Nobody out. Two men on. Bottom of the third inning, 3-2 Volunteer State over Dixie. And Brad Parker due for a hit. Pitch, call strike. Parker has been on once in this tournament. He walked. Has really not had a good tournament after having a tremendous season. The one-strike pitch, breaking pitch, fouled off. 0-2 count to Brad Parker. Dixie has to get some production today out of that 3-4-5 slot. Parker on the year hitting .389, but in postseason play came in hitting close to .400, and with his over on Sunday, he's now down to .363 coming into this ball game. 0-2 pitch to Parker, inside, backs him out, 1-2 count. Brad Parker's parents came over to watch him. Mentioned a little shuttle system. Parker, coming from the University of Utah to Dixie. His older brother, Travis, played 2 years at Dixie College and starred this year at the University of Utah, making the All-WAC Eastern Division team. The pitch hit hard to right field and deep. That one's going to either go out or fall. It's going to fall. One bounce against the fence. Juggled by the right fielder, Kearns. There's going to be two runs score, maybe. Coming in, diving is Scott Sudbury. Parker with a double. And no error charged on the right fielder, and Dixie takes a 4-3 lead. Parker finally comes through, and a two-run double. And Dixie, without anybody out, has taken the lead back. This promised to be a game that was going to have a lot of fuss and feathers, because there had been a lot of errors between the two teams, and both teams can hit. No question about that. Nobody out. Man on at second base. Two runs in. First pitch to Cale Shepard. Hit hard to the first baseman. The first baseman, the pitcher, and Shepard all race to first, and Jeff Rowland gets it. So out three unassisted. Moving to third is Brad Parker. Wyatt Cloward coming to the plate. Cloward walked his first time up. So Cloward, without an official time at bat, had a single, had the first hit of the JUCO by Dixie. The line single off of St. Louis Merrimack pitcher Dave Sabota. Cloward, big, strong, right-handed hitter. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. Cloward has the power to reach the fence, has four home runs on the year. None in postseason play. All of his extra base hits have been doubles. Four out of his seven doubles on the year have come in postseason play. One man out, a man on at third base, two runs in. The pitch misses, ball two, 2-0 count. So Gearing, a little warm-up action starting for Volunteer State. Coach Kenny Thomas will tell you he does pitching by committee. He has used four pitchers in two ball games so far. Gearing into the windup, the pitch down low, ball three, 3-0 count. This may be the key hitter if Cloward gets on. No, I'm not sure if he's quite ready yet. New pitcher working down the line for Volunteer State is Keith Hurt, right-hander, freshman. The pitch to Cloward. Called ball four, so four straight wide ones to Cloward, and he walks again. That puts men at the corners. Jeff Smith, the pitching coach, wants to talk with his pitcher right now. Smith helping Kenny Thomas. And Gearing just not quite having the rhythm. And Hurt down warming up. One man out. That on the ground ball by Shepard. A two-run double by Parker has given Dixie the lead again. And Troy Tuttle coming to the plate. Tuttle flied out to right field his last time. Tuttle was trying to pull everything at the beginning of the year. And no offense, Troy, but he is not that big. But he did. He can rip the ball. Surprisingly strong. Had the RBI triple to get a victory in St. George against Utah Valley in the last inning. It is first and so far only home run of the year in the Region 18 tournament to help get a victory. Troy Tuttle, right-handed hitting shortstop, has struggled in the field. Had the throwing error that helped get the run home, the tying run home. Pitch outside, ball one. Tuttle, one base hit in this tournament, 0 for 1 today. 4-3, Dixie with the lead after matching deuce for deuce in the third inning with Volunteer State. Pitch swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt, strike one. 1-1 count. Tuttle had a huge, huge swing, a little bigger than probably Coach Gordon Jolly would like. Brad Parker over at third. On at first is Cloward. Slow curveball hit towards the third baseman. Coming home is Parker. On to second for one. Tuttle beats the throw to first. And so on the fielder's choice, Tuttle's on at first and Parker's home, making a 5-3 lead. As McGuire, slow hit ground ball, went to second. Didn't even look home. I don't believe that Tuttle will get an RBI on that one because they were going for the double play anyway. But the run is home. And make it 5-3. Skeeter Ellison struck out his first time up. 2-4-3 in the first ball game. Has power. Has six home runs. Three of them in postseason. All three of them coming late in postseason. Went right-handed and left-handed against Arizona Western with home runs. One ball count to Skeeter Ellison on the first pitch, which was wide. Second pitch, hit in the air and popped over towards first base. Jeff Rowland looking over, has some room, chasing, and misses it. So it'll fall untouched. Ellison lives to swing again. 1-1 count to Skeeter Ellison. Rowland looking for the fence, then trying to glance back up and see if he could find the baseball, look for the fence, find the baseball, and just missed off the end of the glove. Did not touch it with the glove, so no error. Had a long ways to go anyway. Gearing on the mound for Volunteer State. Jay Gearing. Pick off over at first. Back in is Troy Tuttle. Tuttle on at first by way of the fielder's choice. Dixie with three runs in the inning so far. And Ellison would like to keep that alive. 5-3. Dixie with the lead. Pitch, called ball, just missed. Volunteer State got some oohs and ahs and ohs on that one. Just missed. Gearing trying to get that backdoor curveball. Hit the outside corner. Little Jay Gearing, all 5'6" of him. Looks over at first and throws over to first. If I were to be cruel, I would say they gave him number six because double digits would not fit on the back. I'm not sure, but Gearing is slight of build. He is slight of build, but a bulldog tough pitcher. The pitch swung on and missed a strike two. 2-2 count to Skeeter Ellison. Now a question for Gordon Jolly. I know it isn't 3-2, but do you send your man 2-2, Troy Jolly, with some speed? Dixie, some decent team speed. No, he does not go. Breaking pitch, spoiled. Ellison stayed with it. It started low in the strike zone and broke down, and Ellison fouled it back. 2-2 2-2 count. It holds for Skeeter Ellison. Brad Thorne waiting on deck. Tuttle on at first. Two men out. Bottom of the third inning. The pitch to Ellison. Slow curveball. Swung on and missed. And Ellison has struck out for a second consecutive time. But in that inning, Dixie gets three runs on one base hit. The booming double by Brad Parker. No errors and a man left. And at the end of three complete, it's 5-3. Dixie with the lead. Back after this timeout.
You know a winning team when you see one, so why not see the award-winning lineup of 1995 GMC trucks at your local Color Country GMC dealers? Your selection of GMC trucks is better than ever, and they're all specially priced to guarantee you excellent values on the GMC you've been wanting, like the new GMC Sierras, the Suburbans, the Jimmys, and the Yukons. You'll score savings at your local Color Country GMC, so visit Newby Auto Center in Richfield, Tri-State GMC in Cedar City, and Newby GMC in St. George.
Buying or selling real estate? ERA Brokers Consolidated has four offices to serve you in St. George, Bloomington, Hurricane, and Mesquite, Nevada. Nobody sells real estate like ERA Brokers. Go Team ERA. 1-800-ERA-BROKERS.
Top of the fourth inning. Volunteer State scored one in the first. Dixie scored two. Volunteer State scored two in the third. Dixie scored three. If you can keep that ratio going, no matter how many Volunteer State scores, each time you hit an inning, if you score one more, you're going to finish the ball game ahead. Caleb Slaughter, Tim Kearns, and Doug McGuire do. Slaughter fight out to the center fielder his first time up. Hit it into left center field. So Lance Lambert lost the lead by way of some errors by Dixie. Regained the lead by way of some hitting by Dixie after some bases on balls given up by Jay Gehring. Lance Lambert working his fourth inning of play against Volunteer State. Fastball fouled straight back, strike one. Slaughter, strong hitter. No question about that. He has some pop to the bat. He has been the number two home run man on the year, 12 for Volunteer State. One strike pitch. Just misses low. Ball one. 1-1 count. Lance Lambert, not as good a fastball as Jeff Garf, but not a bad fastball, and he mixes up his pitches so well. Pitch takes a little something off of that one. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Lambert will change speeds. Will come from straight overhand, three quarters, or sidearm, and whip that ball in there. Will break it. Will move it. I'll have a darting fastball. Sidearm pitch misses. Ball two. Oftentimes, Lambert will use the sidearm pitch to set up whatever is coming next. Lance Lambert, a freshman, 12 wins on the year for the Las Vegas Green Valley High School grad. Fouls back on the breaking pitch. 2-2 count. Green Valley, of course, one of the strongest high school programs in the state of Nevada, and has been traditionally the Little League champion in that Green Valley area coming out of Las Vegas, and has represented the state of Nevada well. So Lance Lambert comes from an area that has done well. Pitch up and away. Ball three. 3-2 count. So Caleb Slaughter has worked the count full. Lambert into the windup against the designated hitter. Fastball misses. Ball four, and the second base on ball is given up by Lambert. Dixie cannot afford to give Volunteer State much because they will take it, say thank you, and add to it. Tim Kearns at the plate. Kearns had the single that he tried to stretch into a double as he went the other way, right down the left field line. Skeeter Ellison still playing him straight away in left field. Around the bunt, pulls the bat back, called strike. Maybe just to stir up the infield a little bit. Sudbury, even with the bag at third base. Sudbury, the uniform already dirty. Straightaway stance, back in the back of the batter's box is Kearns. Ball hit hard towards second base. Justin Garrett, wide to his left, comes up and drops the ball. So an error, fourth error of the ball game. Garrett had made a good play to get over to it. And Garrett, as he tried to get up and throw, had the ball pop out of his glove. That's error number four on the day. And Dixie giving Gordon Jolly more gray hairs. As he mentioned in the pregame interview, if Dixie just makes the routine play, that's all he's asking for, not great plays. And Dixie with four errors. Around to bunt, fouled off by Doug McGuire. McGuire, as the potential tying run, is on at first base. And Lance Lambert, given the same handicap that Jeff Garf was given. A defense that is crumbling all around him. Garrett actually made a good play to get to the ground ball. But after that, it was problems. Moving in is K.L. Shepard. Around to bunt again is McGuire. The pitch, the throw down to second base, almost getting the man behind, is Brad Thorne. Justin Garrett sneaking behind the runner, Tim Kearns. It'd be a 1-1 count to McGuire. Brad Thorne, not an overpowering arm, but a good quick throw and a good release. For what he lacks in arm strength, he makes up for in release. 1-1 pitch, bunted, foul down the first baseline. It's a 1-2 count. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Dixie with a 5-3 lead, but Volunteer State threatening once again. Lambert walked the first batter. Second batter, the ground ball to second base, and the error committed. Not with a glove, but with a transfer from the glove to the throwing hand. This one may be a nail-biter, but it may be a case of a slugfest before it's all over, too. The pitch to McGuire. Pitch called, strike three. McGuire had the fastball dart over that inside corner. And as Lambert has a moving fastball, one man out and J.D. Olive coming to the plate. J.D., the catcher, grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. 0 for 1 today. Dixie coming in. Cale Shepard in on the grass again just in case. There's only one man out. Sudbury back at third. Do you still bunt them along? Dixie not anticipating. Maybe a good time for another bunt. Now Shepard creeping in at first base. The pitch calls strike. So Lambert grits his teeth and coming right back after him. Two men on, one man out. Top of the fourth inning. Dixie with a 5-3 lead over Volunteer State. Both teams wanting to live to play again tomorrow. Whoever wins plays tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Pitch misses with a fastball. 1-1 count. Got some oohs from the Dixie side of the stands that time. 1-1 count to J.D. Olive. Top of the fourth inning. Into the stretch. Lambert to the plate. Breaking pitch. That one called strike two. Umpire will give an immediate call with the mouth and then the tape delay with the hand. 1-2 count to J.D. Olive. Lambert trying to wiggle out of this one. The infield back now with two strikes on Olive. Long look at the catcher by Lance Lambert. Lambert, tall, rangy young man. Surprisingly strong. Also likes to hit. Pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Brad Thorne. Count goes 2-2. So trying to get Olive to chase the sidearm that time and did not. Dixie, two runs in the first after Volunteer State had scored one. Two more in the third by Volunteer State, then three by Dixie. Against little left-hander Jay Geary, and it's a 5-3 lead. Lambert looks at second, comes to the plate, 2-2 pitch. It's 3-2. Pitch down low and away. Lambert being forced to throw a lot of pitches. Mason Fox, who would be the third game starter, is prepared to go if he needs to. And as we mentioned, Dixie really no stopper as far as out of the bullpen. Into the stretch, Lambert looks back at second to the plate. Sidearm pitch hit on the ground to Troy Tuttle. Will have to run and throw, get the man at first base, but that moves the runners along. So Tuttle makes the play that time, the routine play, 6-3. Moving to third is Caleb Slaughter. Moving to second is Tim Curran. And Doug Hall coming to the plate. Hall has grounded out, has walked. Walked and scored, I might add, on Strickland's double. And Dixie wants to stop this inning right now. Get Greg Strickland and Brian Conley up there without anybody on. Lance Lambert doesn't want to get into more of the power part of the order. Pitch called strike. Hall has a pretty lively bat himself. Hall on the year, hitting 340 with three home runs coming into this tournament. One strike pitch, and a loop towards the shortstop. Tuttle will have to backhand a gun and get his man at first base. Cale Shepard waited for a moment after he got the throw to make sure the umpire was going to call him out. So Tuttle makes two good throws in that inning. No runs and no hits and error and two men left. And at the end of three and a half, it's a 5-3 lead for Dixie back after this timeout.
Buick, the new symbol of quality in America. Hometown dealership, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, Newby Buick St. George, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield are family-owned dealerships known as your Southern Utah Buick dealers. Three good reasons why people prefer to buy their new Buicks in Southern Utah. No high pressure, no high overhead. It's more like buying a car from your neighbor with the service to match. The symbol of quality in America at Newby Buick St. George, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center, Richfield. Field.
Oh, the luxuries of the modern world. Instant soup, instant breakfast, instant cash, and now even instant financing. Now at Big Old Tires, you can get instant financing with the exclusive credit card, the Big Card. Choose from low monthly payments or 6 months same as cash. With the Big Card, instant credit means no hassle. Your application is processed while you wait. So don't wait any longer. Get your Big Card today at Big Old Tires, a reputation you can ride on.
No 5-3, Dixie with the lead, bottom half of the fourth inning. Dixie will send up Brad Thorne, Justin Garrett, then the top of the order, Craig Peterson. We've gone long enough into the JUCO, there are signs appearing. I see a sign in the over behind the Dixie dugout that says, "Drill it, Dixie." And Brad Thorne at the plate. Thorne popped out to the center fielder his first time up. It's getting sunny. It was forecast at 60 degrees today, but I think it's going to go above that. Thunder showers this morning. They had to do a lot of work on the field. In fact, the practice field was underwater, and over at Mesa State, that's where they practice, each of the teams, prior to. Dixie had the first shot at the practice field, and a lot of work being done on that field to make it practicable. First pitch to Brad Thorne. Misses. Ball one. Thorne, a home run in this JUCO series already. One of two home runs. The Dixies hit the other one by Sudbury today. The pitch lifted foul straight above the plate. Going back, J.D. Olive behind home plate and has it. So catcher fouls out to catcher. One man out and Justin Garrett coming to the plate. Garrett flied out to the center fielder his first time up. On a very peaceful 1-2-3 inning. Gehring has been rattled a little bit in the first inning, then had a 1-2-3 second, rattled in the third again, breaking pitch, call strike on that corner. Craig Peterson waiting on deck, and so far has the first batter out in this inning. A pitch to Garrett, fastball outside, no, on that outside corner, strike two. J.D. Olive trying to paint that corner with the mitt and gets his pitcher to do so. 0-2 pitch to Justin Garrett. Breaking pitch outside. Trying to tease him. 1-2 count. Top to bottom, it was a strike. In to out, it was out. 1-2 pitch to Justin Garrett. Slow curveball. Foul tipped off the catcher's shin guard. Count holds. 1-2. Almost caught by catcher J.D. Olive. If he would have done that, would have been strike three. One man out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Dixie with a 5-3 lead. It's been the odd innings that have produced the runs. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. Justin Garrett will be thrown out at first base as it was dropped by the catcher. Actually, it hit Garrett in fair territory as it bounced up, so Garrett could have been out for interference. It'll be out 2-3 after the strikeout. That's strikeout number three by Gehring, so two up and two down, and Craig Peterson at the plate. Peterson, an infield single and a walk. Stole second base and has scored both times he has been up and on. The pitch to Peterson misses inside, ball one. Once again, the umpire rocking as if he wanted to call a strike and then pulls the hand back. 1-0 count to Craig Peterson. Pitch way outside, ball two, 2-0 count. Sudbury waiting on deck. The man with the home run for Dixie today. Dixie with a 5-3 lead. Two out, bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch up, ball three. There is a 10-run rule after five innings and an 8-run rule after seven, except in the championship game or games. The pitch, ball four, and Craig Peterson walks. That is based on balls number five given up by Gehring. So Gehring has been a little wilder than he should be. Sudbury has scored both times he's been up. Five runs scored by Dixie, two by Peterson, two by Sudbury, one by Parker. Sudbury, the two-run home run, walked and scored on Parker's double last time up. Peterson, little bit of a lead at first base, breaking pitch way outside. Sudbury faking the bunt. With two men out, that's a bunt for a base hit. You know that. Buggy Sudbury. Right-handed hitting third baseman into the stretch. There goes Peterson. The pitch hit towards the third baseman. Grabbed by McGuire. Has to make the good throw and does to get the third out to retire the side. So in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. And at the end of four complete, it's 5-3 Dixie. Back after this timeout.
Sony Quality Electronics and the Boulevard Home Furnishings, your camcorder headquarters, invite you to camcord it. That's right. Your prize-winning rose bush, the winning home team, the children in the sprinklers, the home of your dreams. Save the memories with the Sony camcorder and camcord it. The Boulevard is your camcorder headquarters with Southern Utah's largest selection and lowest prices guaranteed, and a service department to service what they sell. When you're looking for the best selection in prices on the best brands, there's no place like the Boulevard.
Hungry for a deli sandwich that's mostly meat and cheese, not mostly lettuce? Dixie Deli is the place. Come and see why our sandwiches are a favorite of the factory outlet employees and shoppers alike. Senior citizens, be sure to ask for your $10 discount. Dixie Deli opens 7 days a week in the Zion Factory Outlet Mall.
5-3, Dixie with a lead over Volunteer State. Top of the fifth inning, it'll be the 2-3-4 hitters. Damage potential. Greg Strickland, who is making a bid to be the most valuable player in the tournament if Volunteer State hangs around. Two home runs in earlier games, a triple and a double in this ball game. The pitch called strike to Greg Strickland. The relief for Lance Lambert is he's facing Strickland without anybody on. Brian Conley waiting on deck, then Jeff Rowland. The pitch hit on the ground to the first baseman. Skips to K.L. Shepard. Has to make a good play on it as it hit the edge of the grass. And finally, Strickland is out. That is a rare occurrence in this tournament. He is now 7-for-13. Brian Conley to the plate. Grounded out to the third baseman. Ripped the line drive. Buggy Sudbury leaned left and grabbed last time up. So he's 0-for-2, a hard 0-for-2, although his ground ball to Sudbury the first time was an easy ground ball. He has hit some shots, but only one hit in the tournament. Pitch, ball one. Hit 5-18, I should say, in regular season, 493 coming into this tournament. Pitch, misses, ball two, 2-0 count. Dangerous to Conley. The sponsor, each of the teams, just like in the National Basketball Tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas. The pitch, down low, ball three, 3-0 count to Conley. And Lambert, who is just one strikeout on the day, is threatening to walk another batter. 3-0 count to Brian Conley. 5-3, Dixie with the lead. The pitch, called strike. Just like the tournament in Hutch, everybody has a sponsor. Dixie this time is sponsored by the Grand Junction Rotary Club. Bill Hawking has been the man who interfaces mostly. The pitch in the dirt, ball four, and so a quick base on balls to Brian Conley. Trying to pitch around him easily, and that is base on balls number three given up by Lambert. Jeff Rowland, a fly ball single, reached on an error. A throwing error by the shortstop. That was the controversial error that allowed two runs to score. 5-3, one man out, Rowland at the plate. So he's 1-for-2, has an RBI on a fly ball single. Misses down low, ball one. Mike Clark waiting on deck. So one man out, Lambert working the top of the fifth inning. Trying to pick up the victory. Into the stretch, looks at first, the pitch. Called strike at the knee. Lambert has pitched in four games, has two complete games in postseason play and three victories. Number two in complete games to Jeff Garf. Garf picked up his 12th complete game Sunday, even though he lost. Pitch, called strike two. 1-2 count to Jeff Rowland. Strong right-handed hitter. Lambert on the year, 9 complete games, 12 victories, lead Dixie staff. 12-4 on the year. Pickoff over at first, back in easily, is Conley. Has to do a little shaking. Picked up some of the dirt mixed with whatever mud is left, which isn't much. Actually, great job done by the grounds crew here. We mentioned thunder showers this morning. They had to do a lot of work. Woke up to wet grounds, and they got them dried out. Pickoff over at first, and back in is Conley. Conley with some speed, too. Lance Lambert on the mound. Trying to nurse a 5-3 lead in the fifth inning. The pitch, fastball, just misses. Umpire looked at that corner, looked at it with the other eye, and decided both eyes couldn't be wrong. So it's a 2-2 count. 2-2 to Rowland. That is Rowland's favorite count. He has done everything with a 2-2 count. Sidearm pitch, hit towards left to center field. Will it hang up long enough? Craig Peterson, the knee-high grab on the little floating line drive, and gets the second out. Peterson a long ways to come, as Rowland has some power, and he was playing back almost in one of those Baltimore, no, I don't want to say that Texas leaguer. The Baltimore chop is the one that hits in front of the plate, goes 9 miles high. Texas leaguer is the one that just falls in front of the outfielder. Almost. Mike Clark at the plate, grounded out to the shortstop, grounded out to the second baseman, left-handed hitting second baseman. Pitch to Clark, chopped foul over towards the Dixie Dust.